President Obama has made gun control one of his administration's top priorities in the wake of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut. Here in New Mexico, a flurry of gun control laws have been introduced by lawmakers who say they want to reduce gun violence. Their legislative methods, though, are quite different. We'll have an update on the progress of these measures later this morning on the KUNM call-in show at 8 o'clock. We'll take your questions and comments on whether New Mexico needs stronger gun control laws. But first, we hear from author Stephen Holbrook. He says the climate around discussions of the Second Amendment has changed drastically since the early 1980s when UNM Press first published his book, That Every Man Be Armed, The Evolution of a Constitutional Right.
Back then, basically, this was not allowed. I went to law school. There was no mention of the Second Amendment in constitutional law. Are you kidding me? And there were plenty of court decisions that were quite adverse to the Second Amendment rights.
I want to go now to one of the issues that you brought up that was new to my understanding of issues around the Second Amendment, and that is the issue of race.
Well, actually, you can go back to ancient times. If you read Aristotle's Politics, he says that a citizen or a free man bears arms and a slave is disarmed. And that was the model for our own history. When African Americans were brought here, it was illegal for them to possess firearms. And those were the slave codes. And that, after the Civil War, though, the southern states reenacted those codes. They were called the Black Codes at that point. They basically said that if a African-American wants to have a gun, they have to get a special license from the local authorities. And so, of course, they weren't going to get any licenses from the local authorities in those days. And that became very much a point of debate in 1866 through 76, when the 14th Amendment was adopted and the various Civil Rights Acts were adopted. They were basically framed to ensure that African Americans, like all citizens, would have the same rights to keep and bear arms.
How do you think mass shootings like those that have occurred in places like Newtown, Connecticut, how can those kinds of incidents be prevented?
You're probably asking the wrong person just because I'm not a trained psychiatrist and all the other things that go into what makes these things happen. These are the most horrific events. Unfortunately, they take place throughout history in different forms. We can talk about when this country was settled, how the Native Americans and the European settlers were doing bad things to each other frequently. Or we can talk about the Holocaust and, you know, just regular crime amounts to quite a bit of violence and homicide and whatnot, although there's been more people killed by governments than any other institution in society, including private, if you look at the wars that have taken place. So that's the way the world is made up, and all of us, in our different ways, the only thing we can do is try to make it better. There's no panacea for it, but I mean, that's the big debate now, is what causes these things. Is it drugs people are taking? Is it the availability of guns? Is it the violent video games and movies, the way our culture has changed so much? I mean, just in terms of the right to keep and bear arms and that issue, it's a pendulum throughout all of history. I mean, you've got in ancient Greece, when the 30 tyrants took over, they disarmed the citizenry, and when the democracy was reinstated, they rearmed themselves. So every freedom has a cost, and this is one of them.
Stephen Holbrook, thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
It's been my real pleasure. I'm just happy that the book is being republished, and I hope a lot of people enjoy reading it.
Stephen Holbrook is the author of That Every Man Be Armed, The Evolution of a Constitutional Right.